Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also at forbiddendoctor.com. And I notice with the number of hits on these two websites, you're checking me out. And that's what I want you to do, is to check me out. I want you to do some research on your own. I don't want you to take what I have to say as gospel. I want you to take what I have to say as some kind of an inspiration for you to do some more research on your own so you can own yourself what you find. What's important is that this information that I share with you is what I share with my patients on a daily basis in the clinic. But in the meantime, I want to address again, as usual, the kinds of questions that I get on a regular basis. But interestingly enough, one thing that I've been asked quite a bit about lately is butter. So in discussing butter, when all of the movement in the food industry started fabricating food, instead of delivering food from the farms, we started getting food from the corporate farms. And they couldn't move fast enough to try to block America's growing interest in diet and nutrition. And it was a movement that would ultimately bring an end to America's biggest and most monopolistic industries. And what they did is they would infiltrate the movement and put a few sinister twists on the information that was going out to the public. Now, remember, the food industry doesn't exist to make you healthy. The food industry exists to make money. And like any other business, wherever you can cut costs and still deliver a semblance of a product that your mission statement designs, then you're probably going to be in business for a while. Now, one of the the number one in the disinformation campaign by the food industry, and I'm going to be 73 in another month. I was born in 1950, so I was alive when all of this stuff was going on. And I watched how the assertion that naturally saturated fats that came from an animal source was the root cause of heart disease and cancer. And of course, you know, the enemy number one was butter. And it was accused of the most horrible crimes. And the diet dictators told us it was better to switch to polyunsaturated margarine, as most Americans did. And from the time my earliest memories of any kind of food was butter smeared on fresh cooked corn in the corn, you know, a harvest time of June, July, August, September. My Aunt Christine in Newark, Ohio, and just slathering corn on the cob with butter. And then shortly thereafter, there wasn't any more butter. And what happened as a result has, I think, come as a surprise to many people around this whole planet who valued butter for its life-sustaining properties. Because, and I've often referred to Dr. Weston Price, who wrote the book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. As he studied native diets in the 1930s, he found that butter was an absolute staple in the diets of the most supremely healthy people on the planet. They were isolated Swiss villagers who would place a bowl of butter on their church altar, and they would set a wick in it and let it burn throughout the year as a sign of the divinity of butter in their culture, because they knew what happened when they stopped eating it. And there were Arab groups that would put very high value on butter, especially the deep yellow-orange butter that came from livestock that was feeding on green grass in the spring and the fall. And so, and then American folk wisdom recognized that children that were raised on butter were robust and sturdy, but children that were raised on skim milk during their growing years were pale and thin and just hollow, gaunt-looking faces. So the question is, that I'm asked by patients, does butter really cause any kind of disease? Well, on the contrary, butter protects us from many diseases. And I'm going to start off with heart disease. Heart disease was very rare in America at the turn of the previous century. And then between 1920 and 1960, the incidence of heart disease just exploded to become America's number one killer in just 40 years. And during that same period, butter consumption plummeted from about 18 pounds per person per year down to 4 pounds. And it doesn't take a PhD in statistics to looking at all this, realize that butter was not a cause, because actually butter contains many nutrients that protect us from heart disease. And first among them is vitamin A, which is needed for the health of the thyroid and the adrenal glands. And both of which play a very important role in maintaining the proper function of the heart and the cardiovascular system. And abnormalities of the heart and larger blood vessels, we know, occur in babies born to vitamin A deficient mothers. And butter is America's best, most easily absorbed source of vitamin A. So when I'm dealing with a patient who's considering pregnancy or is pregnant and they come for advice, I said, I want you to baptize everything you eat in butter. Even your ice cream. I say that kind of jokingly. But if you're going to eat ice cream, make sure it's high in butter fat. But I tell my pregnant patients, butter, butter, butter. That baby needs it. It desperately needs it. I'm talking about butter because that's one of the number one questions I get asked by patients. And the more and more my patients individually on their own start to research food and nutrition, the more they realize a terrible crime was committed in this country. When the big oil industries, food oil industries, supplanted butter with margarine. Butter also has lecithin in it, and it's a substance that assists in the proper assimilation and metabolism of cholesterol and the other fat constituents. Butter has a number of antioxidants that protect against the free radical damage that weakens the arteries. Vitamin A, vitamin E, both in butter, play a very strong antioxidant role, and butter is also a very rich source of selenium, which is another powerful antioxidant that contains more per gram than either fish or wheat germ oil. And butter is also a very good dietary source of cholesterol. What? Cholesterol? You want us to eat cholesterol? Cholesterol an antioxidant? You bet it is. Cholesterol is a very potent antioxidant that is flooded into the blood when we take in too many harmful free radicals, usually because of the damaged, rancid fats that are in margarine and the highly processed vegetable oils that I've done shows on before that you stay away from. A medical research council survey showed that men who ate butter ran half the risk of developing heart disease as those who were using margarine. In the 1940s, research indicated that increased fat intake caused cancer. And so the abandonment of butter accelerated. Margarine, formerly a what was considered a poor man's food, was accepted by the well-to-do. But there was a small problem with the way this research was presented to the public, because the popular press neglected to stress the fact that the saturated fats that were used in these experiments were not naturally saturated fats, but partially hydrogenated, the hardened fats, the kinds of fats that you find in margarine, not in butter. And the researchers said, and they may even have believed it when they said it, but that there was no difference between the naturally saturated fats in butter and the artificially hardened fats that were in margarine and shortening. So butter got tarred and feathered in the presence of these fabricated fats in such a way that the villagers got... The villains, excuse me, got passed off as the heroes. And actually, many of the saturated fats in butter have very strong anti-cancer properties. Butter is rich in the short and median chain fatty acids that have strong anti-tumor effects. butter also contains something called conjugated linoleic acid, which gives us excellent protection against cancer. So vitamin A and the antioxidants in butter, vitamin E, selenium, cholesterol protection against cancer as well as heart disease, are present in butter. And when I'm talking about butter, I'm talking about grass-pastured butter. You go to the butter section in the dairy of the grocery store, and there are cheaper butters that come from commercial cows that are artificially kept pregnant to produce vast amounts of milk. And the cream that comes out of that milk is used, of course, to make butter, which is carrying through the hormones that are placed in these cows to keep them pregnant, or they keep their systems think that they're pregnant, so they continue to make milk. That's passed on. The kind of butter I'm talking about is grass-pastured butter. It'll say it, or it'll say organic. The only butter I have in my house is organic butter that comes from grass-pastured cows. Now, vitamin A in butter is essential to a healthy immune system, because the short and medium chain fatty acids also have immune strengthening properties. But hydrogenated fats, the kind of stuff you find in margarine, has an excess of long chain fatty acids, and many of the butter substitutes both have deleterious effect on suppressing your immune response. There's something that a long time ago was referred to as the Wulzen, W-L-Z-E-N, or anti-stiffness factor, that is a very unique nutrient that's found in butter. So we're going to go to a break here before too much longer. But I want to tell you about this anti-stiffness in the realm of arthritis. Then I want to talk to you about butter and osteoporosis, and I want to talk to you about butter in the thyroid gland. But we're going to come up to a break here in just a few moments. When we get back, I want to hit these subjects, because butter is, if there's a one all-around good nutrient food, it would be butter. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We will be right back in just a few minutes.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Forbidden Doctor, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing force deep, deep, deep inside you that built your body, that maintains your body, this beautiful intelligence that runs everything inside of you. And I call it the Forbidden Doctor because the modern day healthcare industry forbids you from knowing that this thing exists. They want you to live better chemically. If you have a problem, we have a pill. That pill doesn't work, we have another pill. That pill doesn't work, we'll try another pill. That pill doesn't work, we're going to go on through till we hit all the pills. And at the end of all of that, if we have not hit the right pill, it's probably all in your head. Now, in contrast to that, my position basically is your body will work as well as you feed it. And the better feeding of your body, the better operation of your body. And you know that. I I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But every now and then I get asked by some questions, by some patients. Well, Mother Nature have a pill? Yeah, it's called butter. Now, I was talking to you about the anti-stiffness factor. Dutch researcher Wolzen, W-L-Z-E-N, a long time ago, found that it protects against the calcification of the joint's degenerative arthritis, as well as hardening of the arteries, cataracts, calcification of the pineal gland. Unfortunately, the Wolzen factor in raw milk is destroyed during pasteurization. And so the calves that are fed pasteurized milk or skim milk will develop joint stiffness, and they don't thrive. They don't thrive past the first year. And their symptoms are reversed when raw butterfat was added to their diet. Many state colleges that, you know, they're usually agriculturally oriented to some degree, state universities, state colleges, have studied this and have discovered this on their own. I mentioned osteoporosis. Vitamins A and D in butter are essential to the proper absorption of calcium, and so therefore very necessary for strong bones and strong teeth. And the plague of osteoporosis in milk drinking Western nations might be due to the fact that most people choose skim milk over whole, or low, or, you know, 1% milk or something like, thinking it's good for them. Butter has also anti-cariogenic effects, cari meaning the teeth, because it protects against tooth decay. And then I mentioned the thyroid gland, I think. Butter's an excellent source of iodine in a very highly absorbable form. And butter consumption prevents goiter in the mountainous areas where seafood wasn't available. Dr. Price discovered that. And in addition, vitamin A in butter is essential for the proper functioning of the thyroid gland. I can take every one of the vitamins, A through K, and then there's vitamins after that that the FDA doesn't say exist, but they do, and make an argument as to why each one of these is the most important. But when we get most of our food from Mother Nature, all of these vitamins are being covered by the whole foods that we eat. And what about the gut? What about butter and weight gain? What about butter in growth and development of the body? We're going to go to a break again here in a few seconds, and I want to talk about these. When I get back, I want to talk about the gut, because the gut, the health of your gut determines the health of the whole body. And if you've been listening to me in the years that I've been on the Doug Stephan Show, and the great popularity that a lot of medical research now is doing on how healthy your gut has to be in the sense of the microbiome, you're going to appreciate what I have to say. You are listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. We will be right back.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. He's Speaker of the House no more.
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has been ousted.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The motion to remove him, initiated by Representative Matt Gaetz, gained support from a few Republicans and Democrats. After the vote, Gaetz said Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise would be a good replacement.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
This marks the first time in U.S. history a speaker has been voted out. I'm John Schaefer.
A national emergency alert test is set for tomorrow about 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and you can get more information about what I do. We have a two-pronged approach in the clinic. My number one job that I do is corrections to the spine that allow the return of the health as dictated by the nervous system. And number two is the nutrition part, and that's primarily concentrated at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But nutrition is a very big part of what we do because it's one thing for me to be able to correct spinal misalignments that interfere with the nervous system, but we need to feed the nervous system. And one of the best foods on the planet for your nervous system is butter. Now, butter contains what are called glycosphingolipids. It's a very special category of fatty acids that protect against gastrointestinal infection, especially in the very, very young and the elderly. And for this reason, children who drink skim milk have diarrhea at rates 3 to 5 times greater than children who drink whole milk. And the cholesterol in the butterfat promotes health of the intestinal wall. It protects against cancer of the colon, and the short and medium chain fatty acids protect against the pathogens and have a very strong antifungal effect in the gut. So butter has a very important role to play in the treatment of candida overgrowth. And so when I'm dealing with my female patients and all of a sudden they've got a candida explosion, and you ladies who've had that, you know what I'm talking about. I get them on high amounts of butter right away. Now, the notion that butter causes weight gain is a sad misconception. The short and medium chain fatty acids in butter aren't stored in the adipose tissue, the fat cells. They are used for quick energy. And the fat tissue in humans is composed mainly of the long chain fatty acids. These come from olive oil, polyunsaturated oils, as well as from refined carbohydrates. And because butter is so rich in nutrients, it confers a feeling of satisfaction when it's consumed. I experimented with this with my son, who's now, he's going to be 24 in a month. But when he was still in middle and high school, one of his favorite foods was to take raw organic broccoli, and I would chop up the ends of it, the flower ends of it, and put it in a bowl with butter and sea salt, and put it in the microwave. I know I don't really recommend the microwave, but in this case I did. Put it in the microwave for about 30 to 45 seconds. He would eat not only every last piece of that broccoli, he would take a spoon and scoop up the butter that was left behind that had the sea salt in it. Now, a couple of times, we were very low in the butter because I hadn't been paying attention, and so I would just steam it with some water and salt. He'd have two bites and walk away from it. It affected his mood. It affected his attitude. It affected his energy levels. It's like the difference in my pet cat. If I feed my pet cat kibbles, she's constantly on the march, moving around, scratching the carpet, whining, complaining. If I feed her raw meat, she just lays around and sleeps. Just lays around and sleeps. Cuddles up in my lap and will stay there as long as I stay in that position. There's a big difference when we give our bodies, especially mammals. My son is a mammal. My cat is a mammal. And when they're fed the foods that Mother Nature intended, it is amazing how calming the effect it has upon the body, especially with butter, especially with growing children, with growth spurts. So many of the factors that contribute to weight gain, what's important when it comes to butter is so rich in the nutrients, as I'm giving an example of my son, that just a little bit of it and suddenly you're not hungry anymore. And it's not that you're not hungry. You don't start pacing because that satiety is hit. I think it's the consumption of margarine and the so-called butter substitutes that results in cravings and binging because these highly fabricated products don't give the body what it needs. Now, especially with kids, children and kids, what about growth and development? There's a lot of factors in butter that ensure just plain old optimal growth for children. Chief among them is the vitamin A. And individuals who have been deprived of sufficient amounts of vitamin A during gestation, when they're still inside their mamas, tend to have narrow faces, narrow skeletal, the shoulder girdle, the pelvic girdle are narrow. Small palates, crowded teeth, and extreme vitamin A deprivation results in blindness, skeletal problems, other kinds of birth defects. And the individuals who are receiving optimal vitamin A from the time of conception have broad, handsome faces, strong, straight teeth, excellent bone structure. And vitamin A also plays a very important role in the development of our sexual characteristics. And the calves that are fed butter substitutes sicken and die before they ever even reach maturity. Now, this X factor that I was talking about, the Wolzen factor, that's now believed to be vitamin K2, is also essential for optimal growth, and it's only present in the butter fat from cows on green pastures. You will not find it in the butter that comes from commercial butter manufacturers. And the cholesterol that we find in butter fat plays a very important role in the development of the brain and the nervous system. And that's one of the reasons why mama's breast milk is high in cholesterol, and it contains over 50% of its calories in butter fat. I want to say that, yes, you can make butter from mama's milk. I don't know that anybody does that, but there's enough butter fat in there. Over 50% of the calories in human breast milk is butter fat. Mother Nature put that in there for a reason. And so the low-fat diets have been linked to failure to thrive in children. Yet the low-fat diets are recommended for kids to avoid the ridiculous notion, to avoid heart disease later as an adult, we need to put kids on low-fat diets in their developmental stages. You know, children need the many factors in butter and the other animal fats for optimal development. This is some of the craziest stuff I've ever heard, that we would deny our developing children the very kinds of foods they need. Now, I have a member of the extended family that decided they were going to raise their children vegan. To me, that is public enemy number one in the sense of child abuse. And so they did. And they're very lanky, stringy, pasty-looking kids. And one of them, at about 15, 16 years old on a trampoline, his ankle snapped in half on a trampoline. Now, that doesn't mean anything more than what I just said, except I didn't see that in any other of any of the other extended family members. And we have a big extended family. But he was raised vegan. So I know his bones are already extremely weak, that he would jump on a trampoline and snap the bottom part of his tibia and fibula together on top of the ankle. Just snap it in half. So it's no longer a secret that the margarine-eating Americans, with the margarine they've been spreading on their toast and the hydrogenated fats they eat in the commercial baked foods like cookies and crackers, I believe seriously, honestly, is the chief culprit in our current plague of cancer and heart disease. But mainline nutrition writers continue to denigrate butter, recommending these newfangled tub spreads instead, better than butter. These may not contain hydrogenated fats like the new ones, but they are composed of highly processed rancid vegetable oils, soy protein isolate, and a host of other additives. There's this glitzy cookbook called Butter Busters that promotes something called Butter Buds. And it's made from maltodextrin, you know, a carbohydrate that's derived from corn, along with dozens of other highly processed so-called low-fat commercial products. So who benefits from the propaganda blitz against butter? That's what I always ask. I ask my patient, you know, with all of the anti-butter campaign out there, follow the dollar. Who's benefiting from this? And the list is a long one. It includes orthodox medicine. It includes the hospitals. It includes the drug companies. It includes the food processors. But the chief beneficiary is the large corporate farms and the cartels that buy their products, chiefly cotton, corn, soy, you know, among America's three main crops, which are usually grown as a monoculture on a large farm requiring extensive use of artificial fertilizers and pesticides. And all three, you know, the soy, the cotton, the corn, can be used to make margarine and the new designer spreads. And in order to make these products acceptable to the upscale consumer, the food processors and the agribusiness see to it that they are promoted as health foods. And anybody that would believe that, I'd never want to say things like this generally, but I'm going to say it. We are a fool to believe that stuff. Now, a nation that consumes butterfat, on the other hand, is a nation that sustains what we call the family farm. If Americans were willing to pay a good price for high-quality butter and cream from cows raised on natural pastures, every owner of a small or medium-sized farm could derive financial benefits from owning a few Jersey or Guernsey cows. And in order to give them green pasture, they'd naturally have to rotate the crops, as we have learned historically is the best thing to do, not these monoculture crops, and leave different sections of the farm for the cows to graze in them, at the same time giving the earth the benefit of a period of of fallow, of nothing growing on that soil as it can regenerate the necessary bugs and insects and whatever else that's in that soil to make the soil healthy. And fields that are tended in this way produce very high quality vegetables, very high quality grains in the subsequent seasons without the addition of nitrogen fertilizers and with the minimal use of pesticides. So chickens running around the barnyard feeding off bugs and that gather under the cow patties would produce eggs with supreme nutritional qualities, absolutely bursting with vitamin A and highly beneficial fatty acids, which is why I always recommend free-range eggs, preferably of an organic nature, if that is possible. So if you want to reestablish America as a nation of prosperous farmers in the best Jeffersonian tradition, buy organic butter, buy cream, buy whole milk, buy whole yogurt, buy the barn-free, the commercial-free eggs. These bring good, fair profits to the producers without concentrating power in the hands of the conglomerates. I hope that helps. We're going to go to Doug here in just a few minutes. You can get more information at thegooddayhealthshow.com/podcasts, as well as forbiddendoctor.com podcasts for more of what I have to say on these subjects. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I will be joining Doug here in just a few minutes to carry on with the rest of the show.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We got two good ones on the Good Day program. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who joins us every week at this time, and he also has a weekend hour under the banner of Good Day Health. So you can listen to Jack talk about things that are important in that download, and also on the air, gooddayhealthshow.com. There are a lot of things. Yeah, I was just talking about chickens and what you can tell about chickens. I don't know whether you're traveling, so you probably didn't listen like you normally do. What goes on? What can a chicken see? And what does a chicken think and stuff? And then I was looking at one of the things that you were talking about on the current download, the symmetry of one's face and what that tells us about his or her health. These are the kinds of things that Jack is well known for because he does a lot of studying. He's an encyclopedia of medical knowledge, so I like having him on. And often I'll ask him a question, and I'll ask the same question of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does another hour of Good Day Health, because I know the answer is going to be different. So I want to talk about mask mandates in a moment with Jack. Brought to us, by the way, here, this is the Calitrin Salute, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. This is something very simple, non-toxic. I know Jack likes it because it's not invasive. All you have to do to figure out how it'll work for you is go to toploss.com and to check out the ingredients, the fact that it's made here in our country. They've been in business for over a quarter of a century. And results, 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 results. That's what's so good about Calitrin. That's why they are in business after 27 years, because they get results. Now, I could ask Jack about what happens when something breaks down, a protein and C-reactive stuff, and that's how it works, but you don't want to know that. You don't care. You just want to know that it's all natural. It'll do nothing but help you. And so start the program by going to toploss.com and checking out all the benefits of this natural way to lose weight and keep it off called Calitrin. All right, so masks. you have been studying masks. We've all been studying masks. We seem to have this crank up again in COVID, or at least some people would want us to think there's a crank up in COVID. I've seen more and more people lately go back to wearing masks, but there are no mandates, I don't think. Are there any? Have you seen any examples?
Well, there's some colleges. There's a few colleges around the country. There's a few local public school districts that are playing with it. Mm. But the important thing is, just in time, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons recently issued a statement saying such things as, all masking mandates currently in place must be rescinded and no future mandates should be imposed. And this is coming from physicians and surgeons because of what's called the pathophysiological changes, the detrimental changes that happen to the human body with prolonged mask wearing, such as decrease in blood oxygen, decrease in cardiopulmonary capacity, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, dizziness, drowsiness, feeling of dampness and heat, feeling of exhaustion, headache, impaired skin barrier function with acne.
Wow. Yeah,
increased blood, and we're talking about kids in school. We're talking about elementary children. We're talking about middle school and high school having to go through this kind of stuff. And
so this would be something we should post this. Jay, can you post this on our social media? I think people should read this. Make your own decision. But I think this needs to be posted at all of our social media sites. The only thing I think of is the research that shows that none of them did any good to begin with, except for the N95. The rest of it was all showtime.
Wait a second. A Cochrane system review just said this. It did not show a clear reduction in respiratory viral infection with the use of medical surgical masks, and there were no clear differences between the use of medical surgical masks compared with an N95 or P2 respirator in healthcare workers. So it didn't do any good to have an N95 compared to just a cloth mask. Yes.
Because that seems to be, that was the standard until you just debunked it.
Right. Well, and it's also a little more dangerous because there's less air transfer.
Right. Yes. You're more there's less getting into your system. Right.
Right.
All right. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, got a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, and is the host of one of the Good Day Health shows on the weekend, gooddayhealthshow.com. Hi, Dr. Jack with Jay and Doug, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.